been something of a puzzle for public health advocates. How could Australians be drinking less alcohol at the same time as alcohol-fuelled social and health problems were on the rise? A new study might well have found the answer. Researchers at Curtin University in Western Australia say that, in fact, alcohol consumption is on the rise. They say previous estimates have failed to take proper account of factors like an increase in wine sales. Simon Santo reports.
Associate Professor Tanya Socrates led a study conducted by the National Drug Research Institute at Perth's Curtin University. She helped find the flaws in the assumptions previously made on alcohol consumption.
There has been a bit of head-scratching in the research community, alcohol research community in Australia, because we've been aware that alcohol caused hospitalisations and various harms been increasing over time in Australia, in all states and territories the last few decades. And we had an inkling that there was probably something up with the per capita consumption estimate as they were for Australia. And we knew from research in the US that the alcohol contents of wine in that nation had been increasing over time. There's data collected by Euromonitors which showed that consumption in Australia was increasing. So it was of great interest to us when in early this year the Australian Bureau of Statistics produced its latest estimates of consumption showing that it had worked out new assumptions about alcohol content in wine that they showed a marked increase. Put that together with an increase in wine consumption generally, so an increase in market share for wine across Australia, the two make up for a significant increase in alcohol consumption in Australia and increasing trends in consumption overall.
Wine was rated on average as having 11.4% alcohol level, when the real figure was closer to 12.7%.
So it's quite a difference, and it makes, over time, it makes for a difference in trend. So our past alcohol policies, our past approach to alcohol-related issues in this country have been based on the assumption that things aren't getting any worse in terms of consumption, when the reality is, in actual fact, they have been increasing steadily for over a decade.
Tanya Socrates says the work should give fresh impetus to efforts to tackle excess alcohol consumption in Australia.
It even adds a little bit more backing to the government's move to implement the Alcopops tax, because, I mean, when it comes down to it, these sort of impartial sales data are extremely important. We also collect information about what people think they're drinking or they self-report, but it's typically unreliable.
You mentioned before the increasing consumption of wine and that being a major factor. What about the so-called warehouse style liquor barns and the involvement of supermarkets in selling alcohol?
Well, look, I mean, I guess they're an increasingly obvious picture of the liquor landscape in Australia. We're seeing the more very large mega stores discounting alcohol with very enormous capacity to sell cheap alcohol. And we know that price really does matter in terms of how much people consume. The other contributing component in Australia is, you know, cask wine, for instance, used to dominate the wine market in Australia. It doesn't so much anymore. It's only about 40% or there, but it used to be about 70%. But now we have other products like clean skins, which can be extremely cheap. I mean, as cheap as orange juice. I mean, cask wine certainly is as cheap as orange juice or milk. So, I mean, we've got a lot of cheap alcohol out there, which has higher alcohol content than beer, several times our higher alcohol content to beer, and which is gaining an increasing proportion of the market, and for which the alcohol content has actually increased over time. So you put all these together, and what we see now is an increasing level of alcohol consumption.
The dangers of alcohol have also been highlighted in a report just published in the British medical journal The Lancet. Its authors say alcohol is more addictive than crack cocaine and heroin. The director of the Alcohol and Drug Service at St Vincent's Hospital in Sydney, Dr Alex Wodak, agrees with the controversial findings.
I think it's partly because alcohol seems so innocuous, it seems so safe, that people unfortunately draw the conclusion that it really is safe. And a lot of people have far too much alcohol, either because they drink a huge quantity in a short period of time or they consistently drink far too much over a long period of time.
Dr. Wodak says he would like Australian authorities to raise taxes on alcohol. That, he says, would make alcohol much harder to come by.
Simon Santo.